Welcome to a bonus episode of
bonus
of Cinema Crespo Diso. This is a Oscar-centric episode. It is me, your fearless host, Christopher Crespo, film critic, writer, all around a cool guy to hang out with. And then with me, as always, is the co-host of the show, Drewster Cogburn. Drew, what's up?
How's it going? Not so fearless over here.
Hey, you saw it. Actually, I don't know, after the emotional reveal last week of how you don't cry at movies and you feel nothing,
well, I would say, by default,
that makes you more fearless, most likely.
I mean, just because I don't cry doesn't mean I don't have fear. I just use courage to overcome fear.
Oh, look at that. That's sage advice from Drewster Cogburn for the week. That's going to be our new segment, Sage Advice from Drewster. This week it's Overcome Fear with Courage. Thank you, Drew.
Yes.
This is an Oscar-centric bonus episode. Just because of the way we record our shows and release them, we weren't going to have a chance to give our picks before the Oscars this weekend. So we're going to record a quick show, talk about what our picks are, put them out there, and then we'll watch the Oscars on Sunday, right?
And hopefully you'll listen to this before the Oscars.
I'm sure many of you will, and if some of you don't, you might still find something interesting. We're going to play a little game at the end that I think will be pretty fun, so stay tuned for that, or just fast forward to it. I mean, up to you. But okay, so let's get into this. We got the 85th Academy Awards starting this weekend, Drew.
Yes, sir.
85 years of this BS.
Yes.
Of giving away awards for art.
Yeah. It's kind of ludicrous, but whatever.
It is, you know, it's some people love it, some people hate it. I think it's kind of icky and weird giving away awards for art. But at the same time, when a movie that I really like wins some awards, it's pretty cool. You know, I can't deny that.
Yeah.
And then you trot that stuff out later when you talk about movies or actors. Oh, who you won an Academy Award for this or this? When you recommend a movie to someone,
and you can put it on the cover of the DVD.
Put it on the cover of the DVD. Oh, studios,
Oscar Award.
Studios love that so much. Like the Lincoln DVD cover, at the very least, will say nominated for 11 Academy Awards, including
whether it won any or not.
Right, and then if it wins some, you know, say nominated for 11 and won this. You know, it's a it's a game. It's ridiculous.
Best picture, best director, best actor.
Right. Lincoln is I don't want to say front runner. Lincoln does have the most nominations of any movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's at 11. And, you know, so in some of the categories, it's definitely a front runner. So Lincoln will be winning some awards for sure. But, all right, let's just get into it because this is going to be a pretty quick episode, relatively speaking.
Predictions by Crespo Damas.
Crespo Damas predictions. Yes, Crespo Damas is here for all your prediction needs. So me and Drew, we
don't care about grammar,
and we put together our picks. We have our picks here. We're gonna go through them one category at a time. Some of them pretty quickly, obviously. Like best short film, live action.
I chose Death of a Shadow, also known as Dude Von In Shadow.
Yes, I picked the same one too. Why did you pick it, Drew?
Because it has an awesome name.
That's exactly why I picked it.
I mean, come on, the name of the movie is Dude Von In Shadow. It's pretty hardcore.
Death of a Shadow, yes. So yeah. we will be
it
keeping...
It sounds like it should be the name of some, like, Death Clock album or something.
Right, yes.
Or the new Lamb of God album.
We will be keeping track of what we differentiate on because we're going to keep track of this, and then when the Oscar come around, we'll keep our ballots, and we'll let you know who wins between us. But then we're going to have a little handicap system at the end, too. That's part of the game. Got to stay tuned for that one. Teaser. So best short film live action we agree on because of the awesome name, and best short film animated you're going with.
I chose Maggie Simpson in The Longest Daycare.
All right, you know, I wanted to pick that one just because I love The Simpsons.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I have a feeling the Academy members are older people. They see The Simpsons, are like, nah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I randomly chose Paper Man.
Okay, very nice.
So because it was the closest to The Simpsons without going over.
Uh-huh.
That's a visual joke. That does not work on a podcast. The best visual effects category, Drew.
I chose Life of Pi.
This one's actually a pretty interesting category because the movies all have pretty great effects. The Hobbit and Unexpected Journey.
Well, I couldn't tell you if The Hobbit had good special effects or not because I saw it at 48 frames per second and it totally messed me up.
So distracting. The Life of Pi, which is what your pick is.
Yes, even though I didn't see it.
Marvel's The Avengers, which had great special effects. Prometheus, again, another movie, no matter what you think about
great
the plot.
Special effects.
And Snow White and the Huntsman is a gorgeous film.
Yeah. The mirror was really crazy.
Mirror
movie.
Is crazy. The melting mirror, absolutely. And the antler with the huge, the deer with the huge antler.
That was straight out of Princess Mononoke. I'm sorry. Ripped it off.
It was anime come to life. It was gorgeous. But like you, I'm picking Life of Pi because that entire movie was a CGI tiger on a boat, and I did see that movie. And that thing is freaking convincing.
You see, I only saw the trailers, and I figured that they were using a real tiger
at some point.
And you told me yesterday that the tiger was not there, and I totally flipped my lid.
Yeah. Which also means that kid that's on the boat acting against nothing that's there.
He's not there.
That kid's good.
Is the kid not there either?
No, the kid's there. Nope, the kid is totally animated as well. It's a Robert Zemeckis film. All right, so we both picked Life of Pi on visual effects. So far, we only differentiate on the short film animated. Best sound mixing, what do you have?
Les Miserables.
I'm doing the same because of all that live singing.
Exactly.
Best sound editing, what do you got?
Life of Pi.
All right, I'm going with Skyfall, just because Skyfall is pretty cool.
Yeah, I picked randomly.
Yeah, it's kind of random for me too. Best cinematography. This is a good one. This is my favorite of all the technical awards.
I picked Django Unchained just because it's nominated.
Django Unchained is a gorgeous film. All the other things that people talk about, the acting, the use of the N-word, you know, the story, Jamie Foxx, Christoph Waltz, blah, blah, blah. The cinematography is off the wall awesome. It's also shot on film.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Academy members know about that stuff. You know, there's still a lot of them are still biased film over digital. The guy who shot that is Bob Richardson, Robert Richardson. He won last year for Hugo for shooting Martin Scorsese's Hugo on digital.
Nice.
So that's
maybe he'll pick up an analog award this time.
That's a great choice, dude. I'm going with Life of Pi because Life of Pi, which you haven't seen, is gorgeous. It's insanely.
If you say so.
It's insanely beautiful. A lot of it's because of green screen and you know just painterly skies, but oh. That's gonna be a close race though. And then Lincoln is also nominated, and Skyfall is nominated. Roger Deakins. See now that could be the upset. Roger Deakins for Skyfall, he could win because this is a guy that's been nominated. He's the Susan Lucci of cinematographers.
Okay.
He's been nominated so many times for amazing work.
And he never wins.
For example, in 2007, he was nominated for best cinematography twice. For The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
Pretty movie.
And No Country for Old Men.
Also a very pretty movie.
And of course he lost. Because that's the same year There Will Be Blood came out.
Yes.
And that's what won. He's done every Coen Brothers movie going back to Barton Fink in the early 90s. He's amazing. And then Skyfall is a gorgeous, it's the best looking Bond film of them all. And this Oscar ceremony this weekend, they have a big 50
homage
years
to Bond.
Of Bond. Yeah. So, it could be serendipitous. Roger Deakins could bring home his first. That's one category where I'd be fine with not winning, like not getting that one right.
Yeah.
But I'm still going, even with all of that, I'm going with Life of Pi.
Nice.
Susan Lucci curse for poor Roger Deakins. All right, best film editing.
Argo.
Same here. It's a thriller. Of all the movies in that category, well, Zero Dark Thirty is also kind of a thriller. But Argo's shorter. It's more mainstream. I agree. Best production design.
Anna Karenina.
Anna Karenina. I agree too, because it's a period piece.
And like you said, it's lush
and
as
it's,
well.
And it's lush. So the Academy members love that. Best makeup and hairstyling.
The Hobbit and Unexpected Journey.
I'm going with that too because it's The Hobbit.
Exactly.
A lot of dudes and crazy makeup. And that's the one thing in 48 frames. You notice the makeup.
Yeah, you really do. And you notice
see,
how well it's done.
You could see Ian McKellen's contact lenses running out. So, the makeup was actually pretty well done. Best documentary short.
Redemption, because it's a great name.
I'm going with Open Heart, because why not?
You want to do some surgery?
Because I want to do some surgery. So we got a difference there, Open Heart and Redemption. That's going to happen on some of these smaller categories. Best documentary.
How to Survive a Plague.
Cool title.
Yes.
Cool title. It's on the Netflix instant. Haven't gotten around to watching it, though.
Me neither.
I'm going with Searching for Sugar Man, which is a very well-regarded documentary. People like it quite a bit. I haven't had the chance myself to see that. I do hope to see it very soon. Best original score. We're flying through this list. Here we go.
Skyfall.
For a score. Best original score?
Yes, for score.
Okay. I'm going with Life of Pi. Had a very nice score. It was tense in all the right moments and, you know, beautiful at all the other moments. It was good stuff. Best original song?
Suddenly from Les Miserables, because it's a musical.
That's a good bet. I'm going with Skyfall, because this is the whole 50 years of Bond. Adele is going to be there to sing the song during the ceremony.
So somebody might as well win for it.
Someone might as well hand her an award while she's up there for Skyfall. And it's a good song. Actually, of all the songs on there, it's the only one that I can like find myself rocking, you know, on the iPod.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an iPod. Best costume design.
Anna Karenina, because it's lush.
Because of the same reason for best production design. Exactly. Yeah, those categories are linked, so I'm with you on that one. Okay, we're getting to some good ones now. Best adapted screenplay.
Lincoln.
Agreed. You know how they adapted that one?
No idea.
Lincoln is based on a book called Team of Rivals. Team of Rivals.
I'm familiar with the book.
You're familiar with the book?
And I'm familiar with the story.
It's a massive, massive, massive tome. Hundreds and hundreds of pages.
Yeah, yeah. Lincoln basically just fills his cabinet with his worst enemies and gets shit done.
Right, exactly. So Lincoln, the screenplay, is based on a sliver of Team of Rivals.
Okay.
Just the part that's about the passing of the 13th Amendment and pretty much the last 2 months of his life.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much the end of the book. So then I think, it's a great movie. It's a great movie, and it's Lincoln.
Yeah, exactly.
The Academy's going to love that. Best original screenplay, what do you got?
Moonrise Kingdom.
Wes Anderson.
That's why. It's the only reason.
It's a great, great movie.
And it's the only time it's nominated this year, so I figure why not.
It is. It is a rare. It does stick out like a sore thumb on this list. We see a lot of the same movies over and over nominated for everything.
Yep.
And Moonrise Kingdom sticks out. Interesting that it got nominated. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's actually really
good for him.
I'm going with Amour.
All right.
Because that's the Michael Haneke film. Michael Haneke is a German-Austrian director. He makes movies in English, French, German. He's this very worldly dude. And he makes a lot of movies that are very intellectual and punishing for the audience. It's almost like he has contempt for his audience.
Uh-huh, which is always fun.
Amour is the first film that could be qualified as accessible.
Okay.
Where people could watch it and not feel like...
This guy hates me?
Exactly. And people love it. People like it a lot, and it's been getting some really good traction. So I'm thinking here's kind of an upset win, and there's a chance. Because Haneke is also a pretty old feller. He's like, I think he might be in his mid-70s,
mm-hmm.
You know, for a filmmaker that's up there. So, you know, it could be a chance for everyone to be like, all right, you know, you've made some crazy movies, like The White Ribbon. I know you've seen The White Ribbon.
Dust by Spawn.
That's a crazy movie.
Oh, those kids are so evil.
Funny Games and the Funny Games remake, shot for shot, English language remake, because he's insane. He's a crazy guy.
Yeah, yeah, I saw both of those.
So this might be the chance for Academy to be like, all right, you know, we do appreciate what you do, even though you seem to hate us. So that's where I'm going. That's where I'm coming at with that one. Best foreign film. What do you got?
The movie you just talked about.
Amour.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Was it 5 minutes? Yeah, it was like a yeah, Amour. Same exact reasons. I think it's going to get pretty much just those two awards. It's nominated for a few other things, but best foreign film, best original screenplay. Best animated feature film. True.
Brave.
Pixar.
Because it's Pixar. Uh-huh. And they are, they are the bar.
That's what they do. This is one where I'm going out on a little bit of a limb. I love Brave. I think it's great. I love Pixar. But I'm going to go with Wreck-It Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
Because DreamWorks Animation, they don't...
It's getting better. They're not going to lie.
They're getting better. They are getting better storytelling-wise. Still not Pixar, but they're getting there. And Wreck-It Ralph, I haven't seen it. Great reviews. I mean, people loved that movie. So it could be a chance where... and it's also, you know, very commercially successful. So yeah. It could be a chance where, you know, just because... Maybe some people are a little tired of Pixar.
Wait a minute, are you telling me a video game movie is going to win an Oscar?
But it's based on a fake video game.
I know.
So it's not.
Still.
Doesn't break the video game curse of bad video game movies, because it's a fake video game.
I know.
Doesn't count. So that's what I'm going with there, Wreck-It Ralph. All right, best supporting actress. Now we're getting down to the juicy stuff.
Anne Hathaway and Les Mis.
No, that's the front runner.
I mean, she's awesome.
That's the front runner.
I haven't seen the movie, but I assume...
It's correct to assume that she owns that movie, so I agree. Best supporting actor,
Christoph Waltz in Django Unchained.
Awesome.
Because he's amazing.
He's so good. He is so good. Only problem I see with that is the fact that for his last Quentin Tarantino film, Inglourious Basterds, he won the Best Supporting Actor award. So,
but he's so good.
I don't see him win it twice in a row for two Tarantino movies, especially one so violent as Django.
What? Oh, you mean?
Well, you know, when Inglourious
so
Basterds was
violent
so,
as Inglourious Basterds, he was a freaking Nazi.
He got a swastika.
He won an Oscar
carved into his forehead.
He won an Oscar for being a Nazi.
Spoiler. Yeah.
That's
called the Jew Hunter.
That's pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy. Yeah, but still, nah, I don't see it happening twice in a row. I mean, I like the pick a lot, and if he won, I'd be like, all right, awesome, because I like the dude. I really like him a lot. It'd be great if he won. But I'm going with Robert De Niro for Silver Linings Playbook.
Why, because the old man's been stiffed all these years?
No, not necessarily, because for like the last 10 years, he hasn't been stiffed. He's been a stiff. Since Analyze This and That, and like since 2000,
those weren't even that good.
That's what I'm saying. He hasn't been a very since that. That's like almost a demarcation because he did like Ronin, and then he started doing comedies
and
stuff.
Was so good.
Like for almost a decade, he just did crap, and then he seemed bored with it all. He wasn't really acting. Like where was the hero of Taxi Driver and Raging Bull? He's gone. But with Silver Linings Playbook, he's like acting again. That's what I felt when I saw the movie. Like he was into it, he enjoyed the role. He seemed like he was enjoying acting again, and he was doing a really good job. He had a character, and then you know it's another issue like Haneke, De Niro. He's getting up there in age. Who knows if he's gonna deliver another film where he does like a really good job? This might be like all right, almost a lifetime achievement award without calling it a lifetime achievement award.
Yeah,
because you're still working.
So what, you're just gonna throw him a bone?
Throwing them a bone. They get thrown bones sometimes. That happens. That absolutely happens. So I'm saying they're going to throw De Niro a bone. Best actress, what do you got?
Jennifer Lawrence, Zero Dark Thirty.
No, Jennifer Lawrence is in Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, my bad. I was reading this completely.
Because they're right next to each other.
Yeah, I missed the lines.
Sorry.
It's all right. I didn't see either of those movies.
But you're going with Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
That's what I'm going with,
too. It was between that or that Quavin J. Wallace.
Quavin J. Wallace, the youngest nominated actress ever.
Yep.
She did the role at the age of six. I'm agreeing. J-Law is the way to go. She's been winning a lot of...
J-Law, seriously?
J-Law, that's what, you know, the tabloids. She's won like Golden Globes, I think, and the SAG Award, maybe something like that.
Good
so,
for her.
Yeah, she's winning awards for that role. So I'm saying the momentum is going to carry over. Right down to the last three, best actor,
Daniel Day-Lewis, Lincoln, because he worked this year, so he gets an Oscar.
Right, because he was in the movie.
It's just the way it works. Daniel Day-Lewis is in a movie, and he gets an Oscar.
Let alone the fact that it's a biopic, it's historical, it's a period movie, he plays Lincoln,
it's Spielberg.
I agree. You can't. The upset I would like to see, Joaquin Phoenix for The Master, because he is insanely good in that movie.
Didn't see it.
He is so, so good in that film. I would love to see that as an upset. But ain't gonna happen. Daniel Day-Lewis, who is the man. I love Day-Lewis. So.
Yeah, he's just really good at what he does.
All right, best director.
Steven Spielberg for said movie.
Senor Spielbergo.
Yes, Stefan Spielbergo.
Agreed.
For El Lincoln.
Agreed. This is an interesting category because how it ties to best picture. Because Michael Haneke got nominated for best director. No one saw that one. Or Ben Zeitlin for Beasts of the Southern Wild. That really, really surprised people. Those spots were expected to go to Ben Affleck for Argo and Catherine Bigelow for Zero Dark Thirty. So for those two, it feels like a snub. A lot of people are saying those are snubs for those movies and for those directors.
What, you're going to give Catherine Bigelow another film? I mean, another Oscar for making a movie?
Another military-based movie?
Yeah.
Hey, well, hey, you're making the same argument for... Christoph Waltz.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's awesome.
Well, best picture, we have, I think, 9 nominees this year because they can be up to 10 films nominated for best picture.
That's so ridiculous.
That they do that so they can get more commercial films in there, you know. All right, so out of the 9, what are 9? Amour, this is in alphabetical order, Amour, Argo, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, Zero Dark Thirty. Movies that we've touched on all of these so far, right? What's your pick?
I want Django to win, but it's not going to happen.
Django.
It's going to be Lincoln.
Django.
I mean, it's Spielberg. It's Day-Lewis. Look at the freaking cast of this movie.
Lincoln.
If it doesn't win Best Picture, I mean, it would almost be a travesty.
I thought Lincoln was a front runner myself for a while. But then here's what happened. Then a bunch of awards from other critic circles started coming in. And Ben Affleck and Argo, it's been winning. It's been winning, winning, winning. And I really think if Ben Affleck was nominated for Best Director, he'd win that, and he'd win Best Picture for Argo. So I'm going with the unconventional, a very rare split, where usually the Best Picture and the Best Director awards are tied together. It's usually for the same film. I don't think that's going to happen this year because of the supposed snubs of Affleck and Bigelow. I do think Argo's going to win Best Picture.
All right.
I think that'll be an interesting night, too. And Ben Affleck's going to come up there with his nice coiffed beard and accept the award. He's going to be in a...
For something he's good at?
Well, yeah, for once. For once, thank you. Thank you, Ben Affleck. We found something you're good at. So, there are, in total, 10 differences between the two of us.
That is the truth.
We got, let's see, sound editing, short film animated, cinematography, documentary... score, original song, original screenplay, animated film, supporting actor, and best picture. This is going to be a fun night. I'm looking forward to Sunday. Now I'm looking forward to Sunday. Made it slightly more entertaining because usually I kind of hate award shows. But it's kind of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I've chosen this a lot. This is
yeah, I'm about to say, you're no one's twisting your arm to do this.
No one's twisting my arm, but... Can't be a film guy and not get into the Academy Awards.
I mean, you can be, but you'd be that weird film guy who's not into the Academy Awards.
Hey, who do you think you are? You think you're better than everyone? Yeah, jerk. You film jerk. All right, but you know what? I do think I'm better than you, Drew. I do.
I know you do.
At least
when it comes to movies.
When it comes to movies. I do have a leg up on you on some of this stuff just because I've seen all the movies that we're talking about, whereas you've only seen maybe, what, a third of them? Maybe
if
half?
If that.
So, in the interest of keeping things fair and honest, I want to give you a bit of a handicap, if possible.
Okay.
So, here's what we agreed on previously, and this is what we're going to do. I'm pretty confident in my Best Picture Oscar knowledge going back about 30 plus years or so.
Uh-huh.
So, starting with 1975, 76, that's an odd year. From 75, 76 forward, from the mid-70s to current, pick 10 random years, any 10 random years out of those years, and you have a list in front of you of the best picture winners for all those years.
Yes, sir.
Pick 10 random. Give me one at a time. I'm going to get one shot at who the best picture winner of that year was. If I get it wrong, then you're going to get a point in the plus one column for you, and that'll be your handicap for the ballots.
Yes, sir.
And then if I get it right, then it stays even. Right.
All
right.
Sounds great.
All right. Ooh, I'm a little nervous. Okay, hold on. Let me
get those brain juices flowing.
Brain juices. Let me drink some more beer. Hold on a second. Brain juice. All right. First one, go.
All right. We're going to start off with the year 1978.
Oh. 1978. That's not a good year. Why don't you pick 78? I'm going to say The Godfather Part 2.
Oh, you are wrong. Hang on a second. I need to, I want to correct you at the same time.
Absolutely.
So, but no, The Godfather Part 2 won Best Picture in... Oh, where is it? There we go. 1974. My friend, I'm sorry. I just went forward. The correct answer is The Deer Hunter.
Oh, The Deer Hunter.
Yes.
Oh, what a good movie.
I know.
All right. So that's one. That's already one for you. I'll keep track of it.
Yes, sir. All right. The year 1982. The year of your birth.
1982. That was the same year the summer of 82 is when The Thing came out and Red Dawn and so many great movies. I think Raiders of the Lost Ark maybe come out. Maybe. Probably not. Best movie in 1982 was, I'm going to say, Ordinary People.
Wrong,
damn it,
sir.
Damn it. All right, what is it?
Gandhi!
Oh! That's why I'm such a pacifist.
Yes.
That's why I'm such a pacifist.
Uh-huh. All right, 1983.
The very next year.
Oh yeah, I threw that in there for a reason like that.
Terms of endearment.
Oh, you got that one right.
All right, that's one for me. All right, so you're still at two. You still got
yes, sir.
So as of right now, I have to get at least three more right than you at the Oscars to win.
Yeah, so that is correct.
Why did I agree to this? Sorry, because
I don't know why.
I'm a sucker for punishment.
Yes, I guess you're a masochist.
All right, let's go.
All right, the year 1989.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Correct.
Yep, because that's the same year Do the Right Thing should have won.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, Driving Miss Daisy.
All right, the year 1996.
Oh, what a random year. 96. Oh, my goodness. All right. I'm trying to put the era into some context. Jurassic Park was 94. I'm thinking of my age. Where was I? There was that person there. Schindler's List?
Wrong, sir. Ah. The English Patient.
No!
That's why I picked that one, because I knew you probably didn't see it in theaters.
English Patient!
you're not gonna watch Ralph Fiennes roll around in bed for 2 hours in the theaters.
I will now.
Well, exactly. Yeah, but not then.
I don't know about that time.
That's why I picked it.
Three. Oh, you're up three. All right, here we go.
All right. The next year. The year 1991.
1991 was the year that Martin Scorsese should have won for Goodfellas, but did not, because Kevin Costner won for Dances with Wolves.
You are wrong.
Damn it.
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs.
The Lambs, Clarice.
Clarice.
The Lambs.
Jonathan Demme.
The Lambs.
One of the Demis. Damn it.
That's four for me. You're doing pretty good, dude. Not bad.
What are we on now?
We are on number eight.
I got to stop the bleeding. So we have three left. I got to get them.
Yep.
I got to get them.
All right. Year 2000. In the year 2000.
Don't sue us, Conan, or NBC. Actually, I think it's NBC. He hasn't done that since he's been on TBS.
Correct.
So that's NBC's. Don't sue us, NBC. The year 2000 was Traffic.
Wrong. Gladiator.
Gladiator. Ah, Maximus. Maximus.
Drew is winning Maximus right now.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you're up five.
Yep, correct. All right. Next, we have the year 2002
was... All right. Got a couple ideas. 2002 is too early for Crash. That's right around, I want to say maybe A Beautiful Mind, but I think that might be 03. Go to Gladiator. Million Dollar Baby.
Wrong.
Damn it.
Chicago.
Chicago! I'm screwed. All right.
All right. And finally, the year 2005.
2005 was... Oh, well, I can do this backwards. This is... Let me see. So, 2005 would be going back. 07 was No Country. 06 was The Departed, which would make 05 Crash?
Correct.
All right. So there you go. There you go. Man, I got 4 out of 10.
40% you fail.
That is a fail. Epic fail for everyone to hear. So that gives you, I'll put a minus 6 on my ballot.
And it looks like I'm probably going to win this one.
So you're doing pretty good though. I got to say, man, quite the handicap. I got to say, last year with the Oscars, so, I got 20 out of 24 right last year or so.
So what happens if I win?
Well, okay. What happens if you win? If you win, I'll give you the winner gets a ham sandwich dinner, and the loser has to wash the other person's car with doo-doo.
But wait. Yeah, wash that their car.
The other person's car.
With doo-doo.
Yeah, that doesn't work. The winner gets... what do you want? The winner... gets a delicious cheeseburger dinner, and the loser has to supply said dinner.
Okay. Awesome.
Cheeseburger dinner.
Yes.
All right. So we're battling for a cheeseburger dinner. Yes, and it looks like with the -6 on my ballot.
It looks like I'm going to win a cheeseburger dinner.
It looks like somebody's going to Wendy's for some dollar burgers. Oh, boy. All right. Well, hey, there you go. That was our quick little bonus episode for the Oscars for 2013. The show's this Sunday. I hope you enjoy the show. I'm going to enjoy the show. We're going to have a new episode of Cinema Crespo. So this weekend, we'll talk a little bit more about the Oscars. Not what we picked, but just the Oscars in general. And then see, this weekend would be episode 7. Episode 7's coming up this weekend. So episode 8, we will... Probably do episode 8. We'll talk about the results in episode 8 a whole week later, so we can all ruminate and think
get
about
all
it,
angry,
get all angry and upset, and then accepted, and then denial and depression, whatever the 5 stages are. I have no idea. So there you go. Hey, I hope you enjoyed. Hope you enjoyed the bonus episode. Thanks, Drew. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir.
And that's it. So hey, real quick, some plugs. ChrisCrespo.com. Drew.
At antihero419 on Twitter.
But he hates it when you tweet him.
I hate it.
So make sure you follow him and tweet him constantly, because he will respond. Even though he hates it, he will respond.
You won't like me when I'm angry.
At Twitter, at Chris Bodie. So I'm at Movie Examiner, because you can find me at all my old reviews at Orlando Movie Examiner. But just go to chriscrespo.com. That's where everything's at. If you subscribe to us on iTunes, thank you very much. Leave us a rating. Leave us a review, please. If you don't subscribe to us on iTunes...
Please, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Go over there and do
leave
it.
Leave a rating. Leave a review.
You don't really got to download. I mean, that would help if you downloaded. But just subscribe to it. Rate it. Review it. Say how cool we are. We'd appreciate it. That's all we ask, right? Burp. So there you go. That's the sign-off burp. Thanks very much, guys, for listening. Thanks for downloading. And we will we'll see you this weekend. Peace.
Can I beatbox inside and up?
Yeah. Crespo D. So. It's the cinema of the Crespo D. So. It's the cinema. I'm Chris Crespo. What? And we're out.
Okay?